previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
All right, so we played the bit of the song from Lady Gaga's opening performance of the opening ceremony of the Olympics 2024 in Paris. And what a show she put on. Unbeknownst to us, that she was wearing clothing, items, and her dancers that come from South Africa.
Well, unbeknown to us, Wayne, but there was something about that performance that just resonated for some reason.
Mm.
There was this connection, man. Like ancestral,
and
I don't know.
And you're not even a person, you're not even interested to go to Paris.
No.
So it's not even about
but
that.
But there was something that drew me there. Little did I know that it was feathers from right here in South Africa.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
More so
it was
the
a South African performance.
This part of the region as well.
This part of the region. Yeah. So we saw the Minister of Agriculture who had said that the ND of this particular company called Cape Karoo had reached out to him to say that, in fact, the feathers that were being worn were from this part of the world. South Africa.
And you know, if they were from anywhere else, they wouldn't be as luxurious and as full-bodied and as elegant. Ours are just, I mean, just premium. They're just next level. You don't get them like you do in South Africa.
We know so much about feathers, right? We know so much. But we joined on the line this morning by somebody who does know a lot more about feathers, Peter Liebenberg from Cape Karoo. Thank you for joining us on Algoa FM Breakfast this morning. How are you?
Very good. How about you guys?
No, we're good.
We're proud.
Good. We're very proud. You, the head of feathers.
That's correct.
Let's start from the very beginning, though, because this is my only question that I have for you, actually, is who reached out to who here? Like, I mean, did you get an email from Lady Gaga, her manager?
Did you have to put in a tender?
Yeah.
was it a fashion industry, a fashion house? How did it come about?
To be honest, we were actually, I think, more overwhelmed than you guys, because we I'm 30 years with the company, and one of the stall or the companies, side companies of Chanel, has been doing business with us for more than 30 years, actually.
Did you say Chanel?
So, sure.
Yeah. So, the thing is, you know, we're working with all the major fashion designers in Europe. Actually, we produce fashion products ourselves here in Oudtshoorn. But to the fashion customers, designers, and the fashion houses in Europe, we only supply like finished product or semi-finished product, which they then put onto the costumes or, you know, use as accessories or do their own designs with that. So in this case, you know, we saw a massive increase in demand over the past 18 months. But at the same time, like at the Met Gala in New York, you know, everywhere feathers went crazy the past 2 years, which was, of course, good for us. But, I mean, we have even visited Chanel in the first part of June in their headquarters, in their factories, and we couldn't pick up anything. So it's definitely a surprise. You know, they don't share any special projects or, you know, special events that they're working on. They don't share any information beforehand. They just basically place orders like in the normal way of business.
Speaking of fashion houses, Peter, I see fashion house Dior. They bought the feathers for the outfit.
Yeah, that's Chanel, yeah.
Were the feathers, were they, obviously, I'd imagine they were still white when they went abroad and they dyed it that side? Pink?
The pink they dyed that side. The black was the black feathers that we used on Lady Gaga's dress was bought as dyed from us. The rest of this, the pink stuff, they dyed over there.
So, Peter, I mean, you talk about the popularity of feathers over the last 18 months. You've seen like exponential growth in terms of, you know, the demand for feathers. And I think it may be because they're now starting to be seen as an alternative to fur. But my question is, I just wanted to go back to what you were saying, that Chanel was quite tight-lipped and so on. So are you saying you didn't know what they were being ordered for? You didn't realize that they were for Lady Gaga's Olympic opening performance?
Not at all.
Sure.
Because like I said, they're using huge amounts of feathers, and especially Chanel, I mean, they've got so strict protocols and stuff where to we must comply and regulations. And, you know, the benefit that we as the ostrich industry have above all on animal products that you, like, sir, you're referring to is, you know, the industry is a sustainable industry. In other words, the farmers only produce enough birds that is necessary to supply our leather, meat, and feather markets. So if there's an upswing, for instance, on the feather side, they're not going to produce more birds because we're not going to be able to sell more skins necessarily in the same year. So there will be a short supply of feathers then into certain parts of the world market. So that's the one thing. The second thing is, of course, the animal welfare plan that we have is international accepted. So that is, you know, it is developed by international vets and specialists. That is, all the farms that is delivering birds to us have to be export approved and accredited.
Yeah, because sorry to interrupt you. That was going to be my next question. Obviously, you know, we're concerned about the welfare of these animals, and you practice best practice when it comes to these animals.
Well, hence the people choosing now the alternative to fur.
Correct. Yes. Well, listen, we're super excited for you. Lee, you've got one last question here.
Yeah, I'm just wanting to know, so you didn't know about it, but at which point did you get to know? And when you did realize, did you guys then plan like a staff watch party? Did you guys, you know, celebrate and watch the opening together, or what happened?
We saw it the same time as you.
Yeah, guys.
Just that tight lipped.
But did you watch it together, Peter?
Yeah, no, it was, it was, you know, and it's, you know, this is basically the first time. I mean, first ostrich feathers are always, it's always in some way on the fashion stages or at massive events, big events, famous events. You know, you would go to a Formula One race and you'd see there's people, ladies wearing feather dresses. It's everywhere, especially in Europe. But for us, I mean, it was for the workers here in the factory. It was just, I mean, we never had the whole world, exposure around the whole world at the same time. Everybody, and there was so much feathers, you know. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, there's a lot of feathers, and it's great to be acknowledged on the, you know, international stage, and it's fantastic for the community as well of Otsa and surrounding areas, because this word is just going to spread. So hopefully we'll see more feathers in the future on stage.
And next time, if you need to send somebody out to Dior, to Chanel, just to go and check things out there and see if everything is on point and going according to plan, I mean, I'm wide open. My schedule, my diary is wide open.
I'll definitely keep that in mind. And just one last thing.
Yeah.
You know, the Eastern Cape has over the years also been really getting an important part of the industry. Mm. The ostrich industry was, for decades, only basically centralized in the Klein Karoo area, which is Oudtshoorn and the surrounding area. But it moved out over the years to the Southern Cape and then also the Eastern Cape. So the Eastern Cape is really also a big contributor, a lot of our farmers over there. And yeah, like I said, you know, for the community, for job creations, in Oudtshoorn, I mean, you guys know it's not a big town. The feather, only the feather industry employs 400 people. So it's
important numbers there you're talking about, very important. So, but again, congratulations, Peter Liebenberg from Cape Karoo. Thank you for joining us on Algo FM Breakfast this morning.
Congratulations.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. It's really great to speak to you guys. And yeah, let's hope for the best.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.